With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Brushing aside President Trump's threat of complete and total destruction, Hamas insists it will only free its remaining Israeli hostages in exchange for a permanent Gaza ceasefire. Meantime, the White House confirms that talks and discussions with Hamas are underway.
Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said President Trump supports the dialogue between U.S. officials and Hamas.
He believes is a good faith effort to do what's right for the American people.
Leavitt declined to provide details on the talks, but noted that there are American lives at stake. She also said Israel has been consulted about the direct engagement with Hamas. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. automakers getting a temporary reprieve from the 25% Trump tariffs, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
We spoke with the big three auto dealers. We are going to give a one-month exemption on any autos coming through USMCA. Reciprocal tariffs will still go into effect on April 2nd.
Also at SRNNews.com, some European leaders awakening to the reality of their countries having to shoulder more of a responsibility for their own defense. French President Macron is sounding the alarm. BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris.
This was a president seeking to make the French understand the unprecedented gravity of the current predicament. A continent, Europe, for the first time since World War II, obliged to fend for itself. He said he hoped the alliance with the US would survive, but the French and Europeans had to prepare to go it alone. This would mean reindustrialization and defence and the raising of huge amounts of money. How this might be done at the European level may become clearer in Brussels, but the president indicated that important and painful choices would also have to be made in France.
European leaders are holding an emergency defense summit in Brussels. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 431 points. SRN News. Wyoming has a new bathroom law.
The measure bars males from using female bathrooms, changing rooms, locker rooms, or living quarters in any state building or institution, including universities and colleges. Sarah Beth Nolan of Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, states have a duty to protect the privacy, safety, and dignity of women and girls. Letting men intrude on women's spaces is a threat to their safety and a denial of the real biological differences between the two sexes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration has signaled that it will move to let Idaho enforce its strict abortion ban. The Biden administration had gone to court to block the law, saying it would prevent women from having abortions in medical emergencies. Dropping the case would be among the new administration's first major moves on abortion. In his first term, President Trump appointed many of the Supreme Court justices who voted to overturn Roe v. Wade in the summer of 2022. This is SRN News. The makers of a couple of popular weight loss drugs announced price cuts.
Finnish drug maker Novo Nordisk said Wednesday that it will drop prices 23% for all doses of Wegovy. The new monthly price of $499 takes effect immediately. The new pricing is available to both the uninsured and people who have insurance that doesn't cover the weight loss drugs. Last week, rival Eli Lilly said it would cut the monthly price of its starter dose of Zepbound to $349. The U.S. drug maker also is making larger doses available for $499 through its self-pay program. Keith Peters reporting.
He's hot on ice. Alex Ovechkin scored his 885th career goal midway through the third period of the Washington Capitals game against the Rangers last night. That moves Ovechkin just 9 goals away from tying Wayne Gretzky's NHL record. More details at SRNNews.com.